Kaya Biz. Careers Corner on Kaya Biz. On Kaya 959.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to Kaya Biz on Kaya 959. As mentioned, it's officially the second hour of our first show for the year 2022. And naturally, when it comes to a new year, all of us have fresh objectives, right? We come in to a new year, fresh goals, new ideas, new themes, new targets, renewed energy, hopefully. And most of the time, we also need to focus on how this then speaks into excelling in the career and career paths that we've chosen. Of course, we do need to plan adequately. We do need to seek the right assistance. And of course, making sure that we're actually on target to meet the objectives that we set for ourselves. But to help us and guide us through these themes and concepts that we need to understand, we join on the line by Vumile Msweli, CEO of Hesed Consulting and career coach. Vumi is a good friend of the station. Vumi, welcome to Kaya Biz. I'm going to say this all week, but compliments of the new year.
happy new year. Good to you and the listeners. I'm so excited for 2022.
I love the excitement, Vumi, but you're always excited. You always have this, you know, amazing warmth and optimism. And I think everyone's a little bit cautious, right? Everyone's just like, it was a rough 2020, a rough 2021. Where do we find the excitement for the year ahead?
Listen, if 2020 was rough, 2022 was rough, then this must be a trilogy, and this is towards the end of it, I hope.
Completely agree with you there, and hopefully it is the end of it. And Vumi, you raise a very valid point, and I know that as a career coach, you've actively been working with a lot of your clients and other individuals to really help them in terms of growing in their careers and setting out a plan and, of course, executing on it to make sure that they grow in their careers. But it's the beginning of the year. Some people might not be as motivated, others might be, but where does one need to start to not only find the motivation, but execute and start putting a plan together?
So for me, I think if you're feeling a little bit demotivated, the question is what went wrong? Mm. And that in itself can be a motivation to say, okay, that's what went wrong. What can I learn from it? Transmute some of that energy into what needs to happen now to shift that. And if things have been going well, what do you want to continue going well and coming back to the drawing board? Of course, it's the beginning of the year. We're all sitting with our New Year's resolutions and doing a little bit of goal setting. And I think we need to get ready to do this correctly because you can set the goal. And as I was saying to you, you know, to some of my clients, it's like an architect having a plan in his office. That's fantastic. If there's no execution, there is no house. So you having some New Year's resolutions, great first step. But how are you going to make sure that you're able to start actually excelling in your career is going to be down to execution.
Yeah. So starts with the plan. And it reminds me of that popular line that we often hear. If you fail to plan, you plan
to fail.
Exactly. And that's the part that also becomes overwhelming, right? Because sometimes you understand the bigger picture. I want to be the HR manager. I would like to be CFO one day. I'd like to start up my own company. But that's the bigger picture. And usually the best way to execute on a plan is in the small baby steps, right? So is there a guideline as to how to actually structure that plan, view that plan and put it together in order for it to make sense?
Definitely. The first step is your why. Okay, I know I'm quoting Simon Sinek here, but start with the why. Why do you want to become that HR manager? Understanding your why will help you stick to it and commit to what needs to happen. Then the second aspect for me is definitely your who. A lot of us are writing down goals that actually aren't for ourselves. Mm-hmm. They're out of societal pressure. Mm-hmm. They're what of expectations of other people. It's everyone but you. So who is the goal for? So why do you want to achieve what it is that you want to achieve? And who is the goal really for?
Mm. I guess, as you say, it's the why as well as the who. And I'm assuming that can be sometimes very harsh realities we need to face, that maybe I'm doing it for the money. Maybe I'm doing it to impress my parents or other societal expectations. How then do we need to, I guess, approach those difficult conversations that one actually needs to have with themselves?
So once you start having it, right, so you then realize, oh, my goodness, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for everybody but myself. You can then say, okay, this is actually not a career goal I'm trying to achieve. This is a people-pleasing complex I've had since I was 7. That's what my goal should actually be in trying to heal some of that. But if it is for yourself and you're facing the reality that, okay, this is for me, this is why I want to achieve it, this is when I want to achieve it. So then you go into the when, where timing is everything. And for me, when looking at the timing, you have to realize that everything is very seasonal. There are going to be times where you really are untilling the land, right? You're really de-weeding, shifting mindset, getting out of your comfort zone. And it's a process, and it's going to be hard. And it's that growth zone where things aren't so comfortable. And you transition that into your planting phase, into, okay, this is me now saying I'm committing to this particular action on a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, a weekly basis. Okay. So you're then breaking it down into smaller chunks. I want to be an HR manager. All HR managers can speak well. So that's going to be my goal for this quarter. Mm. What is going to be my goal for this week? I'm going to speak up in that meeting today. I'm going to put up my hand to lead that project. So you break it down into the wins, into those tiny actionable points that you can do on a daily, weekly, quarterly, monthly basis.
Mm. And that's quite important, breaking it down into those individualistic steps that one can actually attain. And Vumile, you mentioned something so important, which I think does speak to how it is that we need to approach our career planning. Some of us are quite comfortable being the HR manager, and some of us want to go into the C-suite, right? And other people we all have different ambitions, is what I'm trying to say. But ultimately, we all want to be successful. And that speaks to letting go of the mediocre attitude that we might approach our career planning with. Are there, I guess, some examples or pitfalls that we should be mindful of when it comes to mediocrity?
Yes. What I like to say is if nothing changes, nothing changes. So the first step in seeing and changing your mediocrity is accepting that you have been in a space of mediocrity, in a space where you will sort of have the savior syndrome where someone else is going to have to come in and save me. So accepting responsibility is the first step. Then it shifts to accountability to say, okay, I realize I'm responsible for shifting that. I'm now going to be accountable. And I often say sometimes it's difficult for us to be accountable to ourselves. It's easier to be accountable to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So get a buddy. Get someone who I like to call them a thinking buddy, someone that you are going to hold you accountable, that you tend to be a little bit scared of. And I know it sounds strange to say this, but someone you want to impress. Where if you fail your reputation, you're like, oh, I'll be so embarrassed.
Yes.
Guilt or shame sometimes works. It works with children. I think it still works with us as adults. So use that as a technique to get yourself to start being accountable. So if you do say, okay, I want to be an HR manager, and you have a conversation with the HR director, and you say, I want to go into this role. What needs to happen? And they give you some things you need to improve on. Chances are you're going to step up and start improving as opposed to just writing them down in your journal.
Yeah. And that's also a very valid point, Vumile, because that's where someone like yourself comes in, right, as a career coach to scare us into living our best lives and hold us accountable to it. And some might wonder, okay, how do I identify the right person to lead me? How do I identify the right person to help me out in pushing me to drive these goals? But also asking me the difficult questions that I might not be mindful of because of my own blind spots, right?
Yeah, definitely. So in identifying that right person, I want you to try something called a chemistry session.
Oh.
That is literally a 30-minute conversation, 15 to 30-minute conversation with the person where you chat to them about, you know, a particular goal you're trying to achieve. Listen to what they have to say. Is some of their insights, do they shift something in you? Do they inspire you? Do you say, oh, aha, I've never thought of it like that? That means there's a rapport that happens naturally. If that happens naturally, it means more chances of you actually committing to the sessions and you growing in the sessions, as opposed to you looking at someone from far away and just saying, oh, maybe one day.
Mm-hmm.
So sign yourself up for a chemistry session, either with a coach, with a mentor, with that HR director that you're wanting to aspire to be like, and have that session to see if that the rapport is there, and it allows for an organic growth and chemistry and relationship between the two of you that will help cultivate your career.
Yeah. If you've just joined us, you are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We're in conversation with Vumile Msweli. She's the CEO of Hesed Consulting and a career coach who joins us as our career coach for this month, painting a picture and guiding us through how best to plan for your career path in the new year. How do you excel in it as you plan for your career path? And as we've highlighted, all of it starts off with the plan, having a vision and a clear understanding as to why it is that you're doing what you're doing and why you have these particular goals. And of course, identifying for who. Is it based on societal pressure or part of your own personal ambitions that you need to be mindful of? And of course, then from there, determining the action items that you need to follow up on. What new skills do you need to develop? What bad habits do you need to let go of? What new themes do you need to be held accountable to and for? And of course, making sure that you have someone to push you and encourage you towards reaching your goals through a career coach or perhaps a mentor. But either way, it needs to be someone who you know is going to push you into action to actually be held accountable. Vumile, there's also something so interesting that you often touch on. And of course, when it comes to, you know, having a career plan, I'm happy for you to continue highlighting, you know, other themes perhaps that I haven't mentioned. But as you've often said, it's particularly for people who work within corporate South Africa, and people have been known to say that it's dog eat dog and it's so competitive and it's so this, it's so that, that one does need to establish, I guess, a personal brand and a sense of making sure that they are spotted in the crowd and identified for being a team leader and someone who can actually grow within the career path that they've chosen. Personal brands within the workplace, why is that so important?
Oh, I love that question, Gugu. So I've been saying this for a while. We find ourselves in a space where it's the shared economy, right? You are not going to jump into an Uber if that Uber driver has a one-star rating. You're just not.
Yep.
And the same is true of where we find ourselves in a career. Right now, you have a reputation, and your reputation walks into the room long before you even walk in. And that's going to determine whether people are going to help create opportunities for you or snuff them out. The reality is that you are wanting to, in 2022, go into rooms you haven't been in before. People are having conversations in those rooms. And what they say about you in those rooms is your personal brand.
Mm.
So right now they're saying, oh, so-and-so has now resigned or is now looking to emigrate to the United Kingdom. Who should take their place? Your personal brand is that perfume that's going to stand out and say, actually, Gugu must take that spot or Vumi must take that spot. Nonkanta must take that spot.
Mm.
But if you don't work on your personal brand, you're a no-name brand. And it's literally walking into a room. There's no perfume. There's nothing. It's just air. And that's the hygiene factor a lot of us have been taught. The hygiene factor of you work hard. It's a hygiene factor. It's expected.
Yes.
Working hard is no longer a differentiator. Your personal brand is your differentiator.
Yeah. And let's talk about that, Vumile, because a lot of people, when they hear your personal brand or branding or how it is that you are represented when you're not in the room, has a lot to do with the aesthetics, right? But it's much deeper than that. It's as you say, how you show up. So I guess beyond the frills of social media and what we tell the public that we do, how do you need to build your personal brand within your workplace, actually, where individuals can actually vouch for the execution, not just the aesthetics of what it is that you say you do?
For me, it is one interaction at a time. You're building your personal brand one interaction at a time. So every time you are showing up at a meeting, every time you're completing a task, every time you're having a coffee conversation, that is how you build your personal brand. And a lot of you are going to say to me, I don't know what you're talking about. Think about if you were to resign right now, what would be said?
Mm.
Would it be a conversation like, what? No, there's no way you can leave.
Yes.
Is a CEO going to stop everything to have a conversation with you about how it's not you, you can't just be leaving. We need to unpack this a bit more. Or is it going to be, no worries, just leave your key card with HR.
Mm.
The difference in that experience is your personal brand.
Yep. And that's so important. And I'm glad that you used that example because it's so practical for the rest of us, right? To fully grasp and understand what impact it is that you're leaving within the spaces that you work for and the people that you work with. And as you say, one interaction at a time, try to make it as possible, as positive as possible. And of course, I guess showing up, like you say, there's an interesting line, I guess, why I act like I'm in the promoted position when I've not been promoted yet. Help us understand that mindset. I guess it's almost like manifesting the role that you'd like to actually fulfill.
It is. It seems like a natural transition. I think we've opened a space in the workplace where someone who's within the team gets promoted. And it seems like the most natural thing. And then we've also put in a space where someone gets promoted and we're like, how did they get it? This is favoritism. You almost want to escalate the issue. And acting in the role allows people to be like, oh, she didn't have the title. That's so strange. I would have anticipated her to have the title.
Mm.
What it does is it shows prior to you getting the role that you are capable of it. And a lot of the time we think it's about technical qualifications. Yes, that's an aspect of it. But the other aspect of it is how do we move in that particular arena with that particular title, with that particular authority? Because title is one thing. Authority is another. Taking accountability is a completely different thing. And if you are able to take accountability, take responsibility, even without the title will surely follow.
Ah, Perfect. And as you say, showing that you're capable and exuding that level of confidence to show that it shows. Fumilo, you've touched on so many important points, and I'm glad that you've been able to give us this kind of overview. But I'm sure there might be something else you have in your arsenal, some secret sauce that we can be mindful of, and maybe even a gentle reminder as to where people can find you, especially for those who might feel like, okay, I think I have an idea. I just need to fine-tune it, but I'm not sure how to execute. And things have been changing at work. There's always a spanning the works, right? Where can they find you for ongoing guidance and maybe even additional suggestions that you can share with us?
Okay, so the conversation is going to continue, of course, on the social media streets. I'm MiMiSweli, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, right? Oh, yeah, I think that's all the social medias. You'll find me on there, even Clubhouse. And feel free to pop me a DM, and I'm happy to support you. Get one of our career coaches at Hasid Consulting to support you. The one thing I want you to take as a takeaway is remember that there is a season for everything. Mm. So looking at the concept of seasons, your beginning is a new season, meaning that, you know, if we look at, you know, I'm a village girl at heart. So looking at planting, the first thing we do is we prepare the land. We completely de-weed, we till it.
Yes.
That's you getting uncomfortable. It's you shifting your mindset. It's you getting rid of what has not served you prior. Then we look at things like sowing and planting. That's you lifting up your hand and saying, I need some help. What action am I going to take? I'm going to invest in getting a career coach, reading that article, signing up for a masterclass. And then there's for me what really is the important aspect of growing. That's where nature takes its course, and that happens with implementation, being patient and keeping at it. And then, of course, the harvest, and that's the fruits coming out, right? That's the big promotion. It is the salary increase. It is waiting for another country, whatever it is your career goal is. For me, what's important is in looking at this high season and the when and timing of it all is remember to reverse engineer. What do you want and then work backwards? What do you have to do to grow to achieve that? What do you need to plant to achieve that? What do you need to get rid of to achieve that in order to ensure that you are excelling in your career in 2022?
So true, Vumila, and I like that, you know, till the land, and of course then the growing season before you even consider reaping the rewards. And all of that, like you say, every season has its time. Nothing happens overnight. So accepting the fact that we do need to be patient with ourselves, despite it being the beginning of the year and us having hard and set targets, but really just working according to where we are in our careers. Vumi, thank you so much for your time. As always, really, really appreciate it, and wishing you more growth, success, and greater prospects, and of course even with the people that you interact with to make sure that their careers also blossom and bloom wherever they are.
Thank you so much, Google. From your mouth to God's ears. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks so much, Vumile. That's Vumi Msweli, who's joined us as our career coach this evening. She's also the CEO of Hesed Consulting. And as mentioned, these are where the conversations need to take place, right? We're building careers. We're trying to chart new territories within the careers that we choose, spaces that we want to occupy, sectors of the economy yet that we have yet to enter. But all of it does start with a plan. And I'm quite mindful of the fact that when we talk about, you know, growth in our careers, we're also well aware that South Africa has one of the highest rates of unemployment at the moment. And that's also, career planning is not just for people who currently have jobs, right? We need to be mindful of the fact that even those who are unemployed, even those matriculants who have now entered the world of working, if they're unable to move into academia, need to be incorporated into these conversations as to what is your goal and objective with your career. Yes, sometimes your job is your job to meet the financial needs that you have. But surely, given the time and hours that we have on our hands, there are other objectives that we can achieve that might be able to sustain our own personal needs and personal satisfaction, perhaps. That's just in case passion doesn't pay the bills. But always plan, 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 as we heard in that conversation.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.